It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here along with Mitchell Silty. We're moments away from the opening tip-off between the Montevideo Thunderhawks and the Breck School here at Target Center. And joining me is head coach of the Montevideo Thunderhawks, Derek Webb. And Derek, congratulations on getting to the state tournament. It's had been a really a fun few last few days for you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. It has been a little bit of a whirlwind, right? Thursday night, you're feeling all the excitement and joy of obviously winning that game and all the well wishes and the things are super kind from a lot of people. And then, you know, then you get to school on Friday, so you got to teach on Friday, you know. And then, and then really since Saturday morning with the seating, really since after seating, it's been kind of a whirlwind of getting a lot of details hammered out, itineraries, room assignments, and all just the little things they got to make sure you check off before you even depart on Tuesday.
Yeah, fun time for the school, you, your team, and the whole community of Montevideo, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely a palpable buzz. You know, a lot of people walking around that are smiling ear to ear, and it was kind of cool, actually, pretty good. We actually had a meat raffle fundraiser on Saturday at Topper's, and the place was absolutely packed. Every table and booth was
awesome.
Was packed, and it was just great to also see, again, just the community supporting our guys and our team. And, you know, I just said, like, a thank you to everybody that was there, and I said we're excited to get off the state on Tuesday, and there was a big, loud hoop and holler, and I just think everyone's just super excited for us to experience this and to hopefully have a great tournament run.
Yeah, there'll be a sea of purple at Target Center, that's for sure, today. So,
Yeah,
Derek, let's talk basketball here. Let's first, before we talk your specific game here with Breck School here in a little bit, let's talk about the bracket in the Class AA. Get your thoughts on the bracketing and some of the teams in the tournament.
Yeah, so really only, I believe only we've only played one of the teams that made the state tournament in Pelican, and they're the 8th seed. So we kind of knew coming in, hopefully that win against them would push us over them. And then the other the 7th seed was Esco Pequot, and we thought our QRF and our schedule, strength of schedule, and just our record would hopefully take us over them. So, you know, we kind of were thinking we're slotted probably around 4, 5, or 6 seed. 4 probably on the, we probably needed a couple of different upsets to probably get to the 4. We felt the top 3 was pretty straightforward. But then Caledonia turned into, we thought Caledonia would be a 3 seed, and then it's Breck. So Breck's the 3 seed, and that's, and frankly, I mean, that's completely okay too. They play pretty much a 3A, 4A schedule. You know, and so we end up with the 6th seed, and we'll play Breck School Mustangs, and who won the state championship last year in our class. So it's kind of fun to first round game go against the defending state champs, and yeah, we're just ready to compete. We're excited. We're ready to go.
All right. What can you tell us about the Breck School, Derek?
Yeah. So once the seeding comes out, your opponent has to share their section title game. With your opponent has to share the section title game with you. So I got their game against Minneapolis North. The one thing that jumps out on the screen is just their athleticism. Extremely quick. You know, they'll definitely defend us extremely aggressively and hard. But the thing about that, too, is I think our guys are fundamentally sound. We're going to be disciplined. You know, we're going to use those ball fakes and pass fakes and shot fakes to hopefully get them moving in directions that we want them to. I think the nice thing, too, is that we have Gannon Reidinger, who, You know, they put their five on him. We can use Gannon almost as a point guard or a pressure relief if you really have to. So I think that's one thing that stands out is how athletic they are. They get out and transition super quick. So it's one of those things where we probably won't send as many crashers to the offensive glass. We'll just say, hey, we'll crash Gannon, we'll crash Nels, and that's it. Everybody else, you're getting back, because we got to make sure that we got to make them a half-court team as much as possible. And then I think the other thing, too, is they're extremely quick on the offensive end, so we got to pack that paint and force them just to hit a bunch of outside jumpers to beat us. And if they do that, then credit to them. But I don't think you can give them quite everything. And if you try to play them straight up, I don't think that would work well in our favor. So it is what it is. It's adjustments that we have to make now that we're here at the state tournament. It's just what we have to do to give us the best chance to win.
That's right. You know, your team showed a lot of adversity in the section championship game, didn't they? Down most of the game and came back there and took the lead with 2 seconds to go, and showed a lot of character about your team, Derek.
Yeah, I mean, perseverance and toughness, right? I mean, a lot of teams would, you know, down 17-2, you make that, you know, section run, and then down 17-2 to start. I think there might be some teams that would say, you know, it was fun while it lasted, right?
Right.
And I think it was, but that's just not our guys. And I think we talk a lot about handling adversity too. It's something that we've talked about almost since week one, pretty much. And we knew that adversity was going to hit us eventually this season, and it's how you handle it. And they kind of poke fun at me every once in a while because they're like, "Oh, it's how you," but it is. It truly is how you handle it. If you're going to be like, "Oh man, this stinks," then you know, then that doubt creeps in, and then that lead even gets bigger. So I think, you know, even though my internal dialogue was like, what is going on, you know,
right,
our guys, I don't think, maybe, you know, maybe the first initial 10-2 when I took that timeout, maybe like, wow, what's happening? But I think after that, we settled down in that timeout. Even though they went on a little 7-0 run out of it, I felt like still our guys were still composed. They were still competing, and that's all you got to continue to do, is just continue to compete. You know, Jackson wasn't going to beat us, you know, 17-16, you know.
Right.
They still had to score more. We just knew we had to just really string stops together to get us back into the game. And our guys did that, and I'm very thankful. And I told a couple other people, the only lead you need is the last one. We don't care about all those middle leads.
Yeah.
You know, you just need the last lead.
Well, so, you finished strong, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and like you said, when we talked after the game, you know, you're going through so many scenarios as a head coach in your head that last minute of, you know, X's and O's and yada, yada, yada. And when you tell me that we ended the game on an 8-0 run the last minute, you know, that shocked me, right? Because I wasn't thinking of it like that.
Yep.
And, so, again, I think that just the one thing I've talked to some people about, too, is, you know, last year there were some close games we didn't pull out. You know, now this year we've been through those games, we've been through those situations, we've been through those scenarios, and now we're starting to pull those games out at the end. And I think sometimes teams just have to go through that to get out to the other side.
Yeah, tough team, that's for sure. Target Center, you know, it's a little different than playing in the Monty Gym. You know, at the background, does that have any of the kids, do you know, have they played on Target Center before, like an AAU or...
Yeah, no, it's just a tad different, right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Montevideo Gym, Target Center, it's pretty comparable, right? So the one thing that we talked about as a staff, too, and it's unfortunate we can't really get a shoot around, but it's just that depth perception behind the hoop, right?
Right.
Especially when you shoot from the wing, right? You have that deep corner there. That's going to be, you know, something that we got to get used to. So Adam and Griffin have played at Target Center. They played when they made Pacesetter State Championships, I think.
Okay.
So I think they played a game or two there.
That helps, yeah.
So I think we have some guys who have some experience there. That's something, too, that we've tried to schedule a regular season Target Center game, but it's hard. You have to find your opponent, and then you have to sell tickets to the game. And that's something that we've looked into. But you know what? At the end of the day, we just go out there and compete and, you know, take it all in during warm-ups. But then once that ball's tipped up, we got to be ready to go and be ready to compete.
All right. Real good, Derek. Well, the best of luck to you here against the Breck School. And you have a lot of fans with you, a lot of people cheering, that's for sure. So good luck to you, Derek.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you for the coverage. We're extremely grateful and excited for the opportunity.
All right. And, yeah, that's head coach Derek Webb of the Montevideo Thunderhawks. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show. Mitchell and I will be back with the State Farm Insurance starting lineups and then the opening tip-off for the Thunderhawks coming up shortly.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. State basketball coverage on Q92 brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lean Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindac Roofing, Drewell Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pizza Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company in Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic, Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic. State basketball action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Nometown Grounds, Edward Jones and Company, Olson Plumbing and Heating, Anderson Tavis Funeral Home, Roslager Concrete, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Swidzinski for House, Sather Building Supplies, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Genio Turkey Store, WD Tours, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hoover Law Office, Myers Electric and Infrared, Cliff Bisman Incorporated, WOW Auto Wash, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martins and Pioneer Seeds, The Rusty Duck in Dawson, Kira's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tim's Food Pride, and Grace Haven Assistant Living. Thanks for joining us for Boys State basketball action right here on Q92 with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silvey.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty. We are courtside, Mitchell. State Class AA Boys Basketball Tournament.
Yeah, we had our first game. We watched Waseca take on Pequot Lakes. It was a tight one won by Waseca. We come back late in the second half there for Waseca, and now we get Montevideo and Breck.
All right. What can you tell us about them? But can you tell us about these two teams here, Mitchell?
Montevideo comes in with an overall record of 25-4. They're ranked number 10 in Class AA. They come in as the sixth seed for the state tournament. They have a conference record of 11-2. They are the West Central Conference champions. A section record of 12-2. They are the Section 3 AA champions. They have a neutral record of 5-1 and an away record of 7-2. So combined 12-3 away from home this year. They average 74 points per game on offense and give up 53 points per game on defense for a plus 21 point per game differential. They have the number 5 scoring offense, defense of the teams that made it to the state tournament. They got here by defeating New London Spicer 70-29 in the subsection quarterfinal. Then they defeated Minnewaska Area 87-56 in the subsection semifinal. They defeated Morris Area Chicago Alberta 65-59 in the subsection final. And then they defeated Jackson County Central 62-61 in the Section 3 AA final. This will be their seventh trip in the state tournament. This is their first trip since going back-to-back in the 2008 and 2009 seasons. Credit Joe Brown from the West Central Tribune for finding this out. The previous four trips for Montevideo were, the first trip was 1924.
Wow, that's way back, before I was born.
Way back, well, 100 years now.
Yeah.
And second trip was 1933, their third trip 1956, and their fourth trip 1976. Griffin Epema and Gannon Ridinger are key players for Montevideo. They each average over 15 points per game for the Thunderhawks. And then this will be, they only played one game versus a state tournament team all season, and that was when they defeated Pelican Rapids 82-59, and Pelican Rapids is the number 8 seed in the state tournament. Breck Mustangs come in with an overall record of 19-10. They're ranked number 4 in Class 2A. They are the 3 seed for the state tournament. They have a conference record of 8-0. They are the Independent Metro Athletic Conference champions. They have a section record of 8-0, section 5 AA champions, neutral record of 6-3, and an away record of 7-4, so a combined 13-7 away from their home floor. They average 77 points per game on offense. They give up 65 points per game on defense for a plus 12 point per game differential. They have the number 3 scoring offense and the number 8 scoring defense of teams that made it to the state tournament. They got here by defeating Rockford 78-49 in their section quarterfinal. They defeated Hiawatha Collegiate 77-59 in their section semifinal. And they defeated Minneapolis North 92-63 in their section 5 AA final. Breck is the defending Class 2A state champion. They went 31-1 last season on the way to a state title. Key player Miles Newton, a 6'5 guard, averages 20 points per game for Breck this year. Breck coming in is 13-0 versus Class 2A opponents. They're 2-7 versus 4A opponents and 2-3 versus AAA opponents. And then they are 2-0 versus out-of-state teams. And this will be, they've played 6 games versus teams in the state tournament, and that was a team spread across double, triple, and 4A. They're 2-4 in those games, and their 2 wins come against Minnehaha Academy, a AA school that's the 5 seed in this year's state tournament.
All right, thanks, Mitchell. And here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Breck School. Number 4, D'Angelo Dungy. Number 5, Waleed Muhammad. Number 10, Miles Newton. Number 11, J.B. Muskie. Number 23, Mu Muhammad. And that's your starting 5 for Breck. They're 19-10 on the season. For the Montevideo Thunderhawks, the usual starting 5. Number 0, Jackson Coonan. Number 5, Brody Dack. Number 12, Adam Van Spinsbergen. Number 23, Griffin Epema. And number 13, Gannon Reitinger. And I should mention, Gannon is 5 rebounds away from the all-time rebounding school record for Montevideo. And he already has the record for most blocks by a Montevideo boys basketball player. The rebound is held by Nolan Jasperson of Montevideo. And I think he's at 778. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. Should mention the other quarterfinal games have been played. A couple games at Williams Arena. Number 1 seed Albany, they remain undefeated at 30-0. They beat Pelican Rapids 80-57 at Williams Arena. And the second game just starting, Caledonia will take on Minnehaha Academy. And as Mitchell mentioned, we just watched a great basketball game, Pequot Lakes and Waseca. Pequot Lakes led,
I think it was 43-37, and there was about 4 or 5 minutes left in the basketball game. Then Waseca switched to a full court press, and Pequot Lakes really struggled breaking that full court press. They turned the ball over a lot in the final 3 minutes, and Waseca was able to escape with the victory and keep their hopes for an undefeated season alive.
Should have mentioned the coaches for Montevideo. Derek Webb, it's his 8th year as head coach. He has a career record of 79 wins, 118 losses. Assistant coaches, Brandon Ramo and Mark Reitinger. And the Montevideo Thunderhawks are coming onto the floor here after the warm-up. The Montevideo fans, they are here in big numbers. It's a sea of purple sitting right behind us, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yep, sea of purple behind us. We got the student sections off to our left. That's full of purple. And it's good to see the fan support from people traveling all the way from Montevideo.
We are right at midcourt. We are on the Target Center floor broadcasting. Can't get any closer to the players than this, Mitchell.
I would say watch the Timberwolves play a basketball game on this floor last night. So kind of exciting. This is my first time in Target Center, so really enjoying the experience so far.
Yeah, and you get to be where all the action is.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere here at Target Center. We're right by the goal. That was a little loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the buzzer going off in the background.
We're right at the logo of in midcourt. That's where Mitchell and I are sitting. We're facing the benches, Montevideo bench, and it's just fun. We had so much fun watching Waseca and Pequot Lakes play. I mean, it was like I should put a uniform on. That's how close we are. So I think they're going to do some introductions here. I tell you what, why don't we take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tip-off between Montevideo and the Breck School after this.
So you may have heard that Napa's got the good stuff. Well, if you're wondering exactly what that is, I'm here to tell you. The good stuff is everywhere in Napa. It's availability on over 300,000 parts with unsurpassed quality that you won't find with our competitors. It's everyday low prices on everything you need. And the good stuff is that professional, knowledgeable salesman who knows auto parts like the back of his hand. So get ready and get the good stuff you need at Napa Auto Parts.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Your Napa Auto Parts store for this area is A&B Auto, located downtown Dawson.
Highway 212 Liquor would like to congratulate the Dawson Boyd boys basketball team for a job well done. Stop in and see all we have to offer. The Beer Cave has all your favorites from seltzers, talking waters, N.A. beer, along with N.A. seltzers. That's Highway 212 Liquor, right on Highway 212 in Dawson, Minnesota. Congratulations from the owners and staff.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hi, this is Megan from FM Bank. The arrival of spring means planting season, and that means our rural roads will be more congested. Drivers, please be patient so everyone can get home safely. And farmers, once that spring work is done, come in and visit with us at FM Bank, and we can help devise a plan to meet your farm's operational needs now and into the future. Experience the FM Bank advantage. FM Bank, with locations in Granite Falls, Clarkfield, and Olivia.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fiesta City Liquor in Montevideo congratulates the Montevideo Thunderhawk boys basketball team and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks for making it to the state basketball tournament. Swing in the Fiesta City Liquor and pick up your favorite N.A. beer along with N.A. seltzers and N.A. wines along with Coke products. That's Fiesta City Liquor. They're located along Highway 7 in Montevideo. And the best of luck to the Thunderhawks and the Blackjacks at state.
All right, welcome back to Target Center. The public address announcer has just introduced the Montevideo Thunderhawks, and the loud cheer from Montevideo fans, they're here in big numbers tonight, aren't they?
Yep, they have a great showing out. They got the band here. They got the students out in full force, so this should be a good one.
And WCCO's TV, Mike Max was sitting right next to us here, so we got celebrities around and everything. Yeah, we're looking forward to this game. Breck, a good private school. Just how far from Target Center did you say?
I think when I looked them up on Google Maps, I think it was a 4-mile trip for them from their high school to the Target Center. So really kind of a home game for them almost in terms of proximity to the Target Center.
Yep. All right, the Coach Derek Webb and Mark Reidinger and Brandon Ramos in their bright purple uniforms, they look pretty sharp over there. So what do you think the Thunderhawks need to do to pull off to beat the Breck School?
Well, the Breck School has a lot of size on them, very comparable to what Jackson County Central put on the floor versus Montevideo. Montevideo is going to have to really dominate the boards and rebound real tough, and then they'll have to make sure and get back on defense and prevent any fast break opportunities for Breck School.
Breck, in their Section 5AA championship game, beat Minneapolis North 92-63. What a section championship win over Jackson County Central for Montevideo, wasn't it, Mitch?
Yep, they were down 7 with a minute on an 8-0 run, capped off by Griffin Epham, a floater with 2 seconds left to win it by 1.
All right, here we go. The Montevideo Thunderhawks taking the court along with Breck. Once again, your starters for Montevideo, Coonan, Dak, Vans Binsbergen, Reidinger, and Epema. Well, it's going to be interesting to see the little height advantage for Breck, I think.
Yeah, a lot of kids 6'5 and taller for him on their roster. So
here we go.
Here we go, folks. The referee's going to toss the ball in the air here at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis.
And the opening possession belongs with Breck. D'Angelo Dungy with the basketball.
Come on, a video looks like they're out in a 3-2 zone, maybe 2-3 zone. Really had success for them was they played Jackson County Central in the section championship
game. It really threw Jackson County Central for a loop there, didn't it? And now Breck just threw the ball away.
Great job by Montevideo moving their feet in the zone. They force a bad pass and a turnover. And now Montevideo will get the ball for the first time on offense tonight.
The Breck school is, they're called the Mustangs. So we'll be calling the Mustangs here. Epama.
Breck school looks like they're out in a man-to-man defense.
They get the right inger. Back to Epama. And now the Thunderhawks throw the ball out of bounds. So turnovers by each team to start the game.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of nerves for each team taking the floor at Target Center for the first time for all year. So we'll see what happens here. We'll see which team cleans it up quicker.
Waleed Muhammad with the ball. Breck in their home dark blue uniforms. Montevideo in their way. Here's a three-pointer good by D'Angelo Dungy. 3 points for Dungy. And it's 3-0. Breck. Epama over to Reitinger. Gannon goes in the paint, turns, spins, kicks it back out. To Epama, he's going to launch a three, and then he pulls it back down. Tough man-to-man defense here by the Breck Mustangs. Epama from the free throw line. Jump shot, good!
A nice pull-up mid-range jump shot by Epama there right at the free throw line, and that gets Montevideo on the board.
3-2, Breck leading Montevideo. We're just underway here. State quarterfinals at Target Center. D'Angelo, here's a three-pointer by Muhammad, and it's good. So they're perfect from the three-point line there.
Perfect for two quick threes to start this game.
6-2, Breck leading. And this is Zach being guarded tightly. Man, this is a swarming man-to-man defense by Breck. Jack goes into the basket. Oh, it rolled off the rim. No good.
That's tough there for Dak. Had a nice look at a layup, and it was a tough finish, but just fell off the rim.
Here's a three-pointer by Newton. That won't go. Rebounded by Montevideo. Here come the Thunderhawks down 6-2.
His first miss from the three-point line for Breck here tonight.
Oh. Epama just about lost the ball at the top of the key. Gets it back. Gets it over to Brody Dak. Crossover dribble, Dak spin move in the paint, goes to the basket, what a move by Dak, he missed the shot, Reitinger with the rebound and put back.
Nice job by Reitinger sticking with the shot on the forgetting the offensive rebound from Montevideo there and getting the put back, makes it 6-4 Breck.
Not even played 3 minutes of the game. Boy, the Montevideo students, they're here in big time numbers in the corner of Target Center. 6-4, Breck leading by two, and they have the possession. Here's Dungy, now over to Muhammad, and he almost lost the ball. Down low to Muhammad, and he scores.
They're close to a travel. It looked like it sounded like Montevideo fans wanted to travel on that drive by Breck, but didn't get the call, and it led to a nice drive by Breck.
It's a four-point lead for the Breck Mustangs. Montevideo with the basketball. Reitinger outside the three-point arc, dribbles in the corner. Now Dak trying to get out of there. Now back to Reitinger for three. Rolled off the rim. Rebounded there by Newton. Newton's bringing the ball up the floor. Kicks it in the corner. Three-point attempt by Muhammad. No good. And Montevideo with another rebound.
Montevideo a little bit slow getting back there, but able to get the rebound and go down on offense.
Here's Epama Griffith. Jump shot. Epama! Nothing but net.
I'll make the score 8-6 for Breck.
Things in the corner. 2-point lead. They kick it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Muskie. No good. Rebounded by Epama.
And they
throws it up to Van Vinsbergen. Fast break. Score!
What a job by Van Vinsbergen. He felt the defender chasing him down. And instead of going up for a layup right away, he went with a pump fake. And the defender flew right by him. And he made the layup. And now we're tied at 8.
Nice fast break there by Montevideo. Muhammad in the paint. He lost the ball. He might have traveled. He did.
just going to go back over to Montevideo.
Travel there. Turnover. And let's see if Montevideo can take a lead here.
Now Breck coming out and looks like a full court press here.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty, we're here on the target center floor. Epema, Reitinger, top of the key. Gannon wanted to pop a three. Din gets it in the corner and a three-pointer! Who's that?
That was Conan, Avery. That was Conan.
Conan put three in the corner. Had the referee blocking my view there. And the 11-8 lead. Shot put up by number five, Waleed Muhammad, with a basket. He's got 4 points. Wait, this? Yeah, go ahead.
When we saw Jackson County Central play Montevideo, the longer Montevideo was able to hang around, the more confidence they got.
Here's Koenig for three, and it partially blocked. It goes out of bounds.
Montevideo will keep possession, though.
11-10, Montevideo.
Austin Christensen and Gabe Lindemann checking in for Montevideo now.
Van Spinsbergen and Koenig will get a break. So Montevideo will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Epema, the Reitinger, back to Epema for three! Oh, he hits a three! Griffin Epema!
That'll make it 14-10 now, Montevideo leads.
They're on a bit of a run here, I think. Muhammad with the ball. That's Dungy. Now to Waleed Muhammad. Back to Dungy. Crosses over to the right wing. Here's a three-point shot by Newton. Rattled in and out. No good. Nice rebound there by Brody Dack.
Nice job by Brody Dack. Getting in position for that defensive rebound.
14-10 lead for the Montevideo Thunderhawks. Epimore dribbling the ball right in front of us. Over to Reitinger, top of the key, three. Swish! Reitinger for three! And it's 17-10!
Montevideo currently shooting 60% from the three-point line.
Breck passing the ball around the perimeter. They drive Newton, baseline cut off nicely by Reitinger. Now to the right wing, he lost the ball. Good defense. Christensen calls the travel there. Great defense by Christensen. Horsey. Boy, are the Montevideo fans fired up or what behind us?
Yeah, I got a great showing. This is the late game. Game started about 8 o'clock this evening. So.
Yeah, they've been playing basketball here since 10 o'clock this morning. Inbound pass. Montevideo having trouble.
It went out of bounds. It was briefly stolen, but then it went out of bounds off of Breck. So Montevideo will get it now underneath the basket.
Reitinger inbounds the ball to Dak. Here's Brody. And now full court pressure put on, and Breck puts the pressure on, and they turn the Thunderhawks turn the ball over.
Yeah, Montevideo struggling to get to break the full court press here in the last couple possessions.
17-10 is your score. Montevideo leading by 7 here. And that zone defense is giving the Breck Mustang some trouble. And now here's a three-pointer by Dungy. No good. Rebounded by Dak. But, you know, if you're not going to make the
They turn the ball over.
Oh, a turnover.
And they turn it right, and Montevideo steals it right back.
Dak with the ball at midcourt. Over to Epimo. Oh, Epimo is going to try a
NBA range three right there. That'll happen sometimes when you're feeling it.
Yep. Here's Reitinger for three again. Oh, off the rim. No good. Rebounded by D'Angelo Dungy. Breck Mustangs quickly go down the floor. We got a foul on Christensen. Yep.
Well, this is a great start for Montevideo. Really carrying up the, playing off the momentum they have from winning the section championship.
Well, what's happening, Breck is only 2 of 7 from three. They've already attempted 7 three-point attempts, only made 2 of them, and Montevideo's getting a rebound. Here's a three-point attempt again by number 12, and it's good. Green gets a three-pointer. I shouldn't have said anything. Here's Epema down low, kicks it in the corner. Christensen for three. Good! Woo!
What an answer. answered by Montevideo. A big-time three-pointer by Christensen.
20-13 is your score. Big answer. Three-pointer by Black, and they knock it down again. Green.
We're trading three-pointers now in Target Center.
Back-to-back three by A.J. Green. Epema kicks it over to Lindemann with a three. That's no good.
And they got a foul on Breck on the rebound. Nice job by Reitinger fighting for the offensive rebound.
20-16 with 10:01 to play in the first half. We're going to have a halftime guest during Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. It's a special secret guest. Lob it in to Reitinger. Montevideo with a 20-16 lead, under 10 minutes to play in the first half here at Target Center. Epema jump shot, hit the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Green. He'll bring it up the floor. Over to Muhammad. Down on the baseline. The number five, Waleed Muhammad. Two Muhammads on the floor for Breck. In the corner, three-pointer by Newton. He hits it. Miles Newton with his first basket.
Breck seems very content to just pass the ball around the outside of the zone and try and get a three-point look.
Very competitive game so far, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yep, 20-19, Montevideo lead.
And they have the basketball. Dak tries baseline. Lays it off and in! What an attack to the basket by Brody Dak!
Breck's defender gave Brody Dak the baseline. He thought he was going to have help in the paint, and it was late showing up, and that led to an open layup for Brody Dak.
Muhammad kicks it in the corner to number five, Waleed Muhammad. A three-point attempt, no good.
Rebounded was by Lindemann there.
I'll bring it across midcourt, I mean right in front of us. We can reach out and help Griffin if we want. That's how close to the action we are. Waleed Muhammad with the ball in the paint. Almost lost. Now they did lose it. Muhammad steals the ball. Here's Moore. Layup number 12. Green. Boy, off the bench. Green has 8 points just like that.
And we've got timeout called by Montevideo.
So we'll take a commercial break with 8:32 to play in the first half. It's a one-point lead for the Montevideo Thunderhawks. 22-21. We'll be right back.
Boys State basketball coverage on Q92 brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lean Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindac Roofing, Drewell Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pizza Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company of Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic, Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic. State basketball action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Nometown Grounds, Edward Jones and Company, Olson Plumbing and Heating, Anderson Tavis Funeral Home, Volkslager Concrete, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Swadzinski for House, Souther Building Supplies, Lock Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Genio Turkey Store, WD Tours, UFB Minnesota, our premier sponsor, Hoover Law Office, Myers Electric and Infrared, Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Wow Auto Wash, Ludwigs and Tiling, Dean Martin's and Pioneer Seeds, The Rusty Duck in Dawson, Kira's, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tim's Food Vine, and Grace Haven Assistant Living. Thanks for joining us for Boys State basketball action right here on Q92 with Paul Remo and Mitchell Silver.
Timeout's over. As we come out of timeout, Breck just took the lead, 23-22 over Montevideo, 7:49 to play in the first half. Montevideo with the ball. They're down by a point now. Goonan back in the ball game.
Shot clock's down to 7.
And we got a foul on Breck. Foul on Breck. 23-22, Breck leading.
Looks like Montevideo's going to inbounds from underneath the basket. They'll get a fresh 20 put on the shot clock.
Nels Bockel is in the game for the first time for Montevideo, adding a little muscle and height there for the Thunderhawks. What a first half of basketball in this state quarterfinal game. Epimo inbound the ball underneath Montevideo's basket. Having some trouble, now lobs it in, and oh, the
they lose the ball. What offense, Vince Bergen?
And Vince Bergen just took his eyes off the ball before he had full possession of it, and it went out of bounds.
Got to take care of the ball.
Gannon Reidinger checks back in for Montevideo.
So Breck leading 23-22, and they have possession. Here's Waleed Muhammad. Kicks it in the corner, Nelson. Back out to Muhammad, top of the key. He loses the ball. Montevideo has it. Fast break. Montevideo goes down, bands Vinsberg in left hand and missed the layup. And it's rebounded by Miles Newton. He's quickly up the floor. Breck's off and running. And the layup is good and a foul.
A tough drive by Waleed Muhammad there for Breck.
And just like that, it's a 3-point lead for Breck. Boy, Montevideo had a good opportunity down here, didn't they?
Yep, had a good opportunity, just couldn't quite convert.
And Breck quickly ran them in. They're fast, huh? Speed. At the free throw line, Waleed Muhammad, free throw, no good, rebounded by Epima. If the Thunderhawks can do, they're down by 3 points, 7-8 to play. A little pressure defense really bothering Montevideo now. And Spinsbergen with the ball. To Epima. Looks inside to Reidinger. Now it's at the free throw line. Epima with the ball. Shot clock running down. And Spinsbergen down low to Reidinger, and it goes off.
Breck. Off of Breck.
Yeah, off of Breck.
Montevideo will inbounds now with only 8 seconds left on the shot clock.
Epima leads the Thunderhawks in scoring with 7 points. Epima gets the ball from the referee, lobs it in, Reidinger, and taken away by Muhammad. He's going down the floor, lays it up and in.
Now it's up to a 5-point lead for Breck at 27-22.
Epima with the ball, down to Van Spinsbergen for three. No, it won't go. Rebounded by the Mustangs. Miles Newton with the ball, crossover dribble, kicks it in the corner. Back to Newton. Here's a 3-point shot by Muskie. Good. His first points of the game. And Coach Webb is calling a timeout.
That's a 9-0 run, I believe, by Breck. That was 22-21. Now it's 30-22.
We'll take a break. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back here at Target Center after this.
Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here. Coach Webb calling a timeout. Mustangs for Breck. They're on a run, Mitchell.
Yep, it was 20-13 Montevideo, and then Breck went on a 17-2 run right now. It's 30-22. But if you're Montevideo, gave up a 17-0 run to Jackson County Central in the section championship, and we all know how that ended, so nothing to worry about if you're Montevideo.
Yeah, that's right. We saw that in the section championship. See if Montevideo can, well, they're only down, what, 8 right now.
Yep. Just got to keep it within striking difference at halftime.
But this full court press is bothering, but now Epima breaks it over to Van Spinsbergen in the corner to Koonin. Koonin travels.
Yeah, Koonin wanted to get it back to Van Binsbergen, but Van Binsbergen cut to the basket, so Koonin ended up dragging his pivot foot.
Too many turnovers here by the Thunderhawks in the last 5 minutes of the game half here. 6 minutes to play exactly right now in the first half. Breck has a 30-22 lead, and they got the possession.
Newton. Was stolen by Koonin.
And Koonin.
And a foul called on Breck, number 12, Aiden Green.
We almost had Koonin in our lap here, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's how close we are to the action. We're right on the floor, folks. Boy, that 17-2 run really hurt the Thunderhawks here in the first half. They need to come back on going a 17-2 run themselves. A lot of really pressure defense by the Mustangs.
That Mustang's doing a good job at pressuring Montevideo here.
Here's Zach, goes right up the middle, lays it up and in.
That's a good way to break the press there by Montevideo. Just go downhill and run right past him.
Brody, when he decides to go to the basket, get out of the way. Mustang's down in the corner. Here's number four, Dungy. Over to Muhammad, to Dungy in the corner, number 12.
And a foul is called, to reach in on Montevideo.
Green off the bench for the Breck School. 30-24 is your score.
Foul was on Coonan from Montevideo, Jackson Coonan.
Breck will inbound the ball underneath their basket. 5:20 to play in the first half. They lob it in to Miles Newton. He puts up a jump shot from the free throw line, and it's good. 5 points for number 10, Miles Newton of the Breck School. 32-24. Epema in the paint. Back out to Van Spinsberg and back to Epema. Bounces down low to Reitinger. Reitinger goes to the basket, scores. I think the Thunderhawks need to do more of that, Mitchell.
Yeah, Montevideo does have size with Reitinger and Bockel. They can go down low on their offense and they want to.
32-26, the Mustangs lead the Thunderhawks here in the first half at Target Center. Muhammad drives baseline, lost the ball, goes right to a teammate. Masoki, that's how you pronounce that name, Masoki, with his fifth point of the game. Oh, now Epema loses the ball and going in for a layup. Oh, Epema with a block.
What a great block by him.
Woo!
Getting back on defense after he turned the ball over at half court.
That was probably one of the best blocks I've seen this year. Muhammad was going in for a layup, and Epema did a great job with the block.
Got a timeout called by Breck.
We'll take a commercial break with 4:18 to play in the first half. It's Breck 34, Montevideo 26. You're listening to Thunderhawk Basketball here on Q92.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. Timeout on the floor. Breck leading Montevideo 34-26.
And Breck gets the ball out of the timeout here. So important for Montevideo. They got to keep the score close going into halftime.
Montevideo has 9 turnovers in this first half. Breck inbounds the ball. Here's number 13 with a 3-pointer. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebounded there by number 3, Gabe Lindemann.
A nice job of boxing out there by Montevideo.
Lindemann gets the ball to Epema. Thunderhawks need to score. 4 minutes to go before halftime. Down 34-26. Reitinger goes in the paint. Working his way to the basket. Turns. Hook shot. Good.
A nice job by Reitinger backing down Carter Steinbeck. A 6'7 forward for Freck.
Reitinger with 9 points for Reitinger. Here's a jump shot by number 12. He scores. Green. Boy, this Green kid off the bench for Breck, he's got 10 points here in the first half.
Montevideo having a tough time on defense keeping up with the speed of Breck.
Epema drives to the basket, pulls it back out to Reitinger. 36-28. Reitinger, the big guy, goes down low. And he kicks it in the corner. 3-point shot by Lindemann. No good. Rebounded by Dak.
Nice shot by Dak getting the offensive rebound for Montevideo.
Reitinger has the ball in the corner. Passes the ball out to Brody Dak. One-on-one. Brody Dak looking to go. Now nowhere to go. Having trouble. Gives it over to Epema.
Shot clock down to 5.
Epema falls down. Here's the shot. Up. Got to shoot. And a traveling call.
Yep, travel call.
Who's that?
Van
Binsbergen.
Another turnover. Is that the 10th turnover?
10th turnover. Yep, number 10. 36-28, Breck. As we got 2:51 to play here before halftime. And we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Breck with the basketball, Green. Over to number 5, will lead Muhammad. Miles Newton. Here's a 3-point shot. That's no good. Tipped out. Goes almost out of bounds. Muhammad keeps the ball. Now he throws it away. Koonin intercepts the pass. And right back to Breck. Here's a 2-on-1 fast break. Layup easy by Muhammad.
Yeah, I just didn't feel Muhammad sneaking up from behind on him after, and they got a trap.
Reitinger down low to Van Spinsburg and blocked by Newton, and it goes out of bounds.
Montevideo will keep possession, down by 10, 38-28 with 2:05 to play in the first half.
Montevideo needs to finish strong here before halftime.
Yeah, they need to keep it within 10 points at half.
I'm calling it a swarming defense by Breck. They are wearing the shirts of the Thunderhawks. Inbound pass to Reitinger. Reitinger being double teamed. Out to Epava for 3. That was short. It might have been partially blocked. Newton picks up the rebound. Newton goes in, kicks it up. Here's a 3-pointer by Muhammad. No good. I think he was foul shooting a 3.
Yeah, they call that foul on Dak.
Was that a 3-point attempt?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, so number 23, Muhammad, going to the line. 38-28. And Coach Webb is talking to the referee about something. Not sure what the delay is here, but the referee's going over the scores table. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty, downtown Minneapolis tonight, Target Center. We get to do this twice with the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, Mitchell.
Yeah,
Thursday. Blackjacks play here Thursday afternoon against Heritage Christian. You'll hear that right here on Q92. Free throw is missed by Muhammad. Second free throw coming. Muhammad's free throw is up and good. Nothing but net. Oh, that's right. He gets 3 free throws.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
Yep. One more now for Breck.
Free throw's on its way, and it's nothing but net. All right. Let's see if the Thunderhawks can score a bunch of points here quick before halftime, get a little momentum going in the locker room. Epema. Oh, crossover dribble. Griffin. Kicks it in the corner to Dak. Dak drives to the basket. He loses the ball. Another turnover. Here's a fast break. Muhammad, easy layup. Oh, he missed it. Foul up is good by number 15. Number 15, Koch. Koch with a basket. His first points, he's off the bench. And it's 42-28. Reitinger turns and shoots, and that's short. Rebounded by number 12, Green. So Breck kicks it in the corner. Here's Newton for 3. It rattled in and out. No good. FMO with the rebound.
We're now down to 55 seconds in the first half.
42-28. Reitinger trying to set a screen for FMO at the top of the key. And now Griffin goes the other way back to Reitinger. Reitinger, nice bounce pass into Dak, and he scores.
That was a nice backdoor cut there by Dak.
42-30, it's a 12-point.
The shot clock and game clock are almost synced, about a half a second separates them, so look for Breck to hold for the last shot here.
They're just going to stand out at midcourt here. We're watching the clock run down, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, here we go.
Clock is now down to 10.
Here we go. Breck's going to make a move to the basket. 5 seconds. Long 3-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by Dak. They got 2 seconds. Half-court shot by Epema. Oh, it almost went in. It almost went in from half-court. Wow, Mitchell, your thoughts on the first half?
Turnovers and the full-court pressure really had a negative impact on Montevideo. If they're going to want to have a chance to try and get back in this basketball game, they're going to have to figure out a better way to break that full court press and find a better way to operate with fewer turnovers.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report and our mystery halftime guest. We'll be right back.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
At CCM Health, we're more than a hospital. We are a community of caregivers, from our surgeons, physicians, and nurses to any employee you may see when visiting us. We are working together to provide the absolute best care so you can focus on what really matters. From annual checkups and wellness visits to diagnosis, specialized treatment, and recovery, your health is our number one priority. At CCM Health, our goal is to keep you healthy, happy, and ready for the next stage. CCM Health. Live your life.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color. And I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
Oh, gosh.
All right, welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. We're at halftime, and the Breck Mustangs leading the Montevideo Thunderhawks 42-30. Mitchell, your quick thoughts on that, on the first half here?
Just too many turnovers for Montevideo. It's not that Breck's doing something Montevideo hasn't seen before. Jackson County Central really ran the floor against them when they played in the section championship. I think Montevideo can just settle into the game and play their own style of basketball. I think they'll be able to come back and make this one interesting.
All right, we'll find out. Well, I've been doing a tease all first half. We have a mystery halftime guest, and we're going to reveal who that is. And it's Gannon Reitinger's older sister, Morgan Hippler. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, I twisted your arm to be my halftime guest.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right.
We met before a couple hours ago, and when you were coming in, you were having a little trouble finding the media table, huh?
Yep. Yeah, a little trouble, but we're here now, and it's really fun to be down on the floor and close to the action.
That's right. I asked Morgan to come on because I know this story, and she told me a great story about your writing your family. Tell our listeners a little about you've been here for how long since you were in diapers?
Well, not since diapers.
Okay.
But probably fourth or fifth grade. Me and my dad and my brothers. We usually come down for the whole week of state basketball, so it's been like over a decade. I've been here from Tuesday to championship Saturday. We always used to sit in the same section, section 113. We would always get here like 45 minutes before tickets and security would open, and we would make sure that we were here early enough to get a front row spot in the same section every year at Target, and same thing at Williams Arena. And we would just kind of go around and...
Really a family thing then?
Yep, it's been an annual thing for as long as I can remember, and it's my brother's senior year this year, and just out of the chance, he's here playing in our family's last season of basketball, so it's super fun to watch him get to experience this, and also my dad, too, assistant coaching. So.
Yep, that's right. That kind of is an emotional time for your family then, knowing that this is the last time Reitinger's going to play. Because you were a really good basketball player in your day too, weren't you?
Yeah, I graduated from Montevideo in 2016. We had a super successful basketball team as well. We we're a little short our senior year of making it to the state tournament, but it was always a dream of mine to go and to watch my little brother be able to get to experience, and it was really cool.
So what's the experience now that you're courtside? You got a media pass.
Yeah.
You're kind of the official photographer for the basketball team?
Yeah, it's been really fun to follow them all season, and be in a teenage boy group chat, sending them pictures and stuff has been interesting too, but it's been really fun to follow them. They feel like my little brothers too, just because they're kids, and four of the boys all grew up in the same neighborhood. Griffin, Gannon, Gabe, and Adam we're all in the same neighborhood, grew up together, so they all feel like little brothers to me, so it's really fun to get to watch them experience to make it to the big tournament.
Yeah, and it's quite an atmosphere here at Target Center, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
So how many siblings do you have? You and Gannon?
I'm the oldest, and then my middle brother, Sawyer, and then Gannon's the youngest. So.
Okay. And you played college basketball, too, didn't you?
Yep. I played at St. Kate's down here in the
What was that experience like, Morgan?
It was what I expected it to be. I played a lot of AAU basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I played close to 6 years down here in the Twin Cities every spring.
Okay.
And did some Nike national tournaments in Chicago and
oh, wow.
stuff like that. Yeah. So I've played and seen a lot of basketball, so
yes.
It's just an every year thing to be down here, and it's really fun to be courtside and to watch my own family be a part of it.
Yeah.
So.
And Gannon's going to play baseball. At Mankato, right?
Yep, he committed. He's a pitcher. He's going to play at Mankato State. So
okay.
He's really excited about that. He's really excited about baseball season, but the job's not done.
Yep.
We're still in basketball season, and that's still the mindset right now.
That's
so
right, good.
Hoping we can come back here after halftime and get the job done.
So how many basketball games do you think your dad has seen or participated in?
Oh, gosh. I don't
Thousands?
Know. He coached me fifth grade up until school ball.
Okay.
And then same with my middle brother, Sawyer, fifth grade up until school ball, and then same with Gannon. So he coached all of our traveling basketball we did in our youth. And then now he's been doing some assistant coaching with doing the B squad and then also helping Derek out
okay.
with varsity and stuff. So
okay.
I'm not even sure.
Oh, it's a lot, right?
He was also the assistant coach for my AAU team down here in the Twin Cities. I played for North Tartan for like 5 or 6 years, and he assisted coach with that, too. So I don't even know. Plus, just all the basketball games that we've came down and watched, regardless if any of us are playing.
Right.
We're basketball junkies.
Junkies, yep. Well, you're not sitting in the stands this year.
No, it's hard to stay mutual
yep.
as media down here. You
yep.
can't be yelling or cheering, so it's really hard because I'm
yep.
extremely competitive.
Right.
Especially when it comes to one of yep. my siblings on the court, so it's hard to stay mutual, but I really think the community has showed up for, especially for an 8 p.m. game and all of them having to travel back home tonight after
yep.
this. And it's a school night and all that stuff. It's really great to see the community out.
A lot of purple behind us, isn't
yes.
there? Wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, talk, what do you think about the first half?
I think I kind of expected
yep.
what I saw. I think now they went into they went in and talked about how they're going to transition on defense a little differently
yep.
and just every possession is super important, and we've kind of had a higher amount of turnovers this first half, but I think they're going to really focus on playing the kind of basketball that they know how to play
yep.
and just kind of get those first half jitters out of the way, and I
yep.
think they're going to come out and...
Just like they did in the section championship, right?
Oh, man, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Morgan, thank you for joining us on the Halftime Report. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks
nice
for having me.
Nice to see you. Yeah. Enjoy. We're going to look at your pictures on Facebook later,
oh, yeah.
right? All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you.
That's Morgan Hippler, older sister of Gannon Reitinger. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. We'll be back in about a minute with the start of the second half, right after this with Breck leading 42-30.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts. backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Green, 8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listening area.
We're back, Mitchell. Nice run by the Thunderhawks here to start the second half.
Yeah, they're on a 9-0 run now. And it cuts the lead down to 5:42:37.
Timeout's over by Breck. They inbound the ball. Montevideo sets up defensively. This is Miles Newton in front of us. He is built, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Number 11, blocked by Reidinger. And Breck gets the ball back.
What a job by Reidinger. And help defense get
it. Oh, that's a travel. And Newton goes in and scores. No traveling call there. Wow. He took three steps. 44-37. Van Spinsbergen to the left wing to Dak. Dak driving to the basket. Brody turns and shoots. Missed the shot. Rebounded Breck. Here come the Mustangs. They're looking up to four. Man, they run the floor fast. And Muhammad goes to the basket, lays it up and in and scores. My goodness. Wow.
Just like that, lead back up to eight with a chance to make it nine. Says up by nine now, so a chance to make it 10 for Breck.
This Waleed Muhammad, he is super fast. And he really doesn't control his body when he's going up for a layup, isn't he?
Yeah, he has great control and keeps his eyes on the rim when he's going through contact, making it so he can finish through the contact.
He's at the free throw line to make it a three-point play. He missed the free throw. FMO at the board. You know, the Thunderhawks are really doing a nice job rebounding, aren't they?
Yep, they're...
And the ball's taken away by Newton. Newton's going to go to the basket and lays it up and in.
And just like that, lead back up to 11, 48-37.
Breck is so fast, man. They just pressure defense. Reidinger down low, double team, forces his way to the basket, shoots it with his left hand, and it's no good.
Went out of bounds, last touched by Breck, so Montevideo will retain possession. Montevideo out-rebounding Breck, 21-16 right now.
13 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the ball game. State quarterfinal. The winner of this game gets Waseca. They go into Dak. Dak, double team. And he loses the ball. Man, picked up by Breck. Here comes Green, who had a good first half off the bench. Newton, back to Green. Top of the key. Green splits the defender, goes in, kicks it out to Newton. Newton travels. Travel, turnover by Breck.
That's just, I believe that's only the eighth turnover for Breck. I think that's their first in the second half. Montevideo now up to 17 turnovers.
48-37 is the score. Breck Mustangs leading the Montevideo Thunderhawks in the state quarterfinal game. Epima. Breck just kind of wears you down defensively, don't they? They're just, they're in your shirt. Oh, nice pass down low to Epima, scores. That was Lindemann with the assist. Nice pass by Lindemann.
Just like that, Breck quickly up the floor.
Here's Green with the ball. It's 48-39. Muhammad, top of the key, free throw line, almost lost the ball, kicks it in the corner. And Newton for three, no good, tipped up, no good. Muhammad with the rebound. Oh, he puts it up and in. My goodness. Off-balance rebound, off-balance shot by Muhammad, and it goes in.
He's the leading scorer for Breck. He's up to 13 now, chance to make it 14 with the free throw.
He really controls his body well when he's fighting for the rebound. Rebound on its, the free throw is on its way, no good. Good box out there by Wright Gannon. And Epima with the ball back to Reidinger. Reidinger across midcourt. Reidinger underneath the Epima. Pulls it back out. and it bounces off a Mustang foot, and it goes out of bounds. Adam Van Binsbergen will inbound the ball.
Gets it into Epima.
Epima at midcourt. 56-39. 9 minutes to go. Epima's bumped hard there by Dungy.
That's the fifth foul on Breck here in the second half.
Van Binsbergen will inbound the ball right in front of his bench. We're here at Target Center tonight. State quarterfinals, Class A. Kunin in the corner. You know, the Thunderhawks are not getting some good looks at the ball, at the basket. Epima forces up a shot and scores.
I think that feels like that ends a scoring drought for Montevideo. Makes it 15-56-41.
The Mustangs have the basketball. Green out beyond the three-point arc. Down low, the ball's loose in the paint. Picked up by Brody Dack. Brody Dack crossover dribble. Goes in the paint. Puts up the shot and lays it up and scores!
And he's fouled. He'll have a chance to go to the free throw line for a three-point play.
11 points for Brody Dack. What a move by Dack there, wasn't it?
That was a great move by Dack. Full court press by Breck, and Brody blew right past him, got into the lane, used a pump fake, went up and under, and finished. Plus a foul, so he'll go to the line for a three-point play.
So let's see if Brody can make it a three-point play. I think he's got 11 points.
These are the first free. This is the first three free throw for Montevideo.
Free throw's missed, and it's rebounded by number 11.
And they call a push on, I think, Reidinger for the, on the rebound.
What, how many team fouls do they have? Seven?
Breck's at six. Montevideo's at four for team fouls in the second half.
All right, here comes Breck up the floor. Over to D'Angelo Dungy. He's going to bring the ball up the floor for the Mustangs. They lead 56-43. Dungy in the paint. Triple team. Throws it back out to Miles Newton. Newton with the ball. Goes to the basket. Kicks it in the corner. Dungy with a jump shot from the baseline. He scores. 9 points for Dungy. Well, the Breck Mustangs are making their shots here in the second half. Shooting percentage.
They're shooting 51% from the field. Just 24% from three. They're 0 of 9 from the three-point line in the second half.
Here's Epima. Goes in. It's blocked. He gets the rebound back to Reidinger for three. That's no good. Epima. Dips back to Reidinger, down low to Van Binsbergen, and it goes out of bounds. It'll remain with Montevideo.
15-point game, 58-43 with 7:35 to play.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Target Center tonight. Here's Reidinger. Tries to drive baseline, does, forces a shot up, no good. Rebounded by the Mustangs. They turn the ball over. And it's going to be, it's going to go back to Breck.
Yeah, that's touched by Montevideo, balling out of bounds.
We've got 7 minutes and 23 seconds to play, folks, in our opening quarterfinals here. State Class AA. Breck in the paint. One-handed shot there by Muskie. All of a sudden, Breck can't miss a shot.
Yeah, Breck, they really quick going to the three-point shot here, and they've really started attacking the paint, and it's really been working here for them here, taking advantage of their size against Montevideo.
They kick it in the corner, Van Binsbergen. The ball's knocked out of his hands. Another turnover by Montevideo. Here comes Muhammad in the corner. Back to Muhammad. He drives to the basket, puts up a floater off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Epima. Now we got an injury on Breck. An injury. And Coach Webb is arguing with the referee, why'd you blow the whistle? They were on a fast break, weren't they?
Yeah, Montevideo was had the ball cleared and was past the injured player. And so typically when you see a team getting out in transition like that, they'll wait to blow the whistle until they go back the other way. But referee stopped. It looks like a cramp for
the Breck player.
Yeah, he's down. Still down, being attended to by the trainer. 60-43 is your score. And he's going to be helped to his feet now, and I think we're going to be good. He's just got a cramp. Those are hurt. Those are painful. Have you ever had a leg cramp, Mitchell?
Yeah, those aren't fun. Those will really put you down.
Why
sometimes.
Was Coach Webb? Why do you think Coach Webb was a little upset?
Well, it looked like Montevideo had the ball past the injured player, and typically when a team has numbers like that going the other way in transition, the refs will wait until the play starts going back the other way, back towards the injured player before they blow the whistle and stop play, but this time they stopped it.
All right, back to action. Epema with the ball. He's in the paint. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Dak. Dak tries baseline, dribbles it off his foot, out of bounds.
That'll be the 20th turnover for Montevideo.
Nothing going right for the Thunderhawks right now. And Coach Webb calling a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. 6:27 to play. It's 60-43, Breck. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM, KMRoofing.com.
All right, timeout's over. Thunderhawks, they have their backs to the wall, Mitchell.
Yep, they're down 22. They had it down to 5 and early in the second half. It was 42-37. And then Breck went on currently is on a 24-7 run. Or they've outscored Montevideo 24-7 since that point when it was a 5-point basketball game.
I want to thank everyone listening on 92.1 FM over the airwaves. And we have a lot of people listening online. Appreciate you listening all over the world online. Thank you. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up in a few minutes. Montevideo trying to get something going here. Down 66-44. A little floater by Appleman, no good. Reitinger with the rebound, and it's picked up by Green. Green had a tremendous first half off the bench for Breck. Now the ball's taken away.
I think they got timeout called by Breck.
All right, another timeout on the floor.
That was Gannon's fifth rebound.
Oh, so he broke the rebound record for Montevideo. Congratulations to Gannon. We'll take a commercial break. 4:12 to play, 66-44, Breck.
For electrical, farm, residential, commercial, and trenching with free estimates, call Gruel Electric in Dawson at 320-769-4476. Otter Tail Power customers, check with them about dual fuel heating that can save you money. That's Gruel Electric. They're located in Dawson, serving our entire Q92 listening area. Call 320-769-4476.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Target Center. What night is it? Tuesday night. Right?
Yep, Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. We'll be here all week covering state basketball, Montevideo, and then Dawson Boys Blackjacks will kick off their tournament on Thursday afternoon right here at Target Center at 3 o'clock against Heritage Christian, and should be a good one.
That'll be the 2 versus 7 seed. Dawson, the 2 seed, Heritage Christian, the 7 seed on Thursday.
Well, it's 66-44. The game's kind of got away from Montevideo here. Just too many turnovers.
Yep, the Montevideo 21 turnovers to 10 for Breck.
Timeout's over, and Breck, D'Angelo Dungy with 9 points, throws it over to number 5, Waleed Muhammad. Back to Dungy. Well, I think Breck's going to go down. Oh, and they throw the ball away. Green is trying to hit number 13, Steinbach, breaking to the basket, and he threw it 100 miles an hour when he's standing 2 feet in front of him. So Montevideo with the ball in the Griffin Epema. Our Epema over to Reitinger. Gannon just broke the Montevideo rebound record, school record. He puts up a one-handed floater, no good. Rebounded there by Dak. He goes to the basket. Boy, the Mustangs just swarm him over and then take the ball away. Muhammad down to Newton. Newton up and in. It's Miles Newton. He must play football. He's just built like a football player. Unbelievable. Number 10, he's got 13 points.
Newton really filled the stat sheet for Breck. He's got 13 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks.
3:14 to go, and Dak for three, and he missed it. Coonan gets the ball. Coonan back in the Dak. Dak underneath the basket, puts it up and in.
Nice job by Dak, sticking with it on the offensive rebound, able to get points from Montevideo.
And Dak with 12. Ball stolen by Montevideo. Epema with the fast throw. He lost it. Gets it back. Puts up a shot. That won't go. 2:45 to play. And we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show. Name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game and a Hag Plus for cooperative play of the game. And we'll preview tomorrow's action. Ball goes out of bounds. Breck will inbound the ball. Well, Breck led 42-30 at the half. Breck inbounds the ball. And out D'Angelo Dungy with the ball. Now to Muhammad. He goes there. He goes again. Look at the move he puts on. And he scores on a layup. Man, his body is twisting and turning. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, very athletic is Muhammad.
70 points for Breck. 70-46. Here's a baseline shot put up by Dak. No good. Rebounded by Newton. Here come the Mustangs quickly up the floor. And now a three-point shot put up and in by number 11, Muskie.
That'll be the first three-pointer made for Breck here in the second half.
And Coach Webb is going to put his bench in. That'll be it for the starters here with 2:07 to play. 73-46. Breck Lee, Montevideo. We got a whole new roster.
Yep, we got
a whole new roster.
One from the three-point line. And then free throw shooting, Montevideo just 1 of 5, where Breck was only 2 of 8.
Hey, you want to go through the scoring?
Yep, so for Montevideo, Coonan had 5 points, Van Binsbergen had 2, Reidinger with 12, Epema with 11, Brody Dak was leading scorer with 13, and then Kilabarda had 3, and then Christensen had 3 for Montevideo. And then for Breck, Newton had 13, Musok had 10, Muhammad had 7, Dungy had 9, Waleed Muhammad had 18, he was the leading scorer for Breck, and then Green had 10, Steinbeck had 4, and Koch had 2.
All right. Our Neon Needle Subway player of the game is?
We're going to go with Waleed Muhammad. He had 18 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals for Breck, and he is just their leader on offense, and I think defensively for Breck this evening.
And our Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game, Mitchell.
Our play of the game is going to be a Miles Newton putback dunk there in the second half. That kind of took care of any comeback chance for Montevideo there, really sparked Breck forward to finish the game.
Yeah, it was kind of a game of runs, really, at times, wasn't it?
Yep, and unfortunately, Breck just had the bigger runs compared to Montevideo today.
All right. So this is what's going to happen tomorrow. Montevideo drops down into the consolation bracket, and they're going to take on Pequot Lakes tomorrow night at the Gangaloff Center at the in St. Paul at Concordia University. 8 o'clock start. You'll hear that basketball game right here on Q92. I was pretty impressed with Pequot Lakes, even though they lost to Waseca.
Yep, they were a good basketball team. They have great size. Down low, and they have a pretty good guard play, so it should be an interesting matchup again for Montevideo tomorrow.
And it looks like Pelican Rapids will play Minnehaha Academy, the early game at Gangaloff Center at 6 o'clock. Caledonia leading Minnehaha Academy right now, 69-53, with a minute left in that game. In the winner's bracket, you got Waseca taking on Breck at 8 o'clock at Williams Arena. And then Caledonia will play Albany. That'll be a good one. At 6 o'clock at Williams Arena tomorrow. So that's double A. All right. Thanks for Mitchell. It's been a lot of fun at Target Center here.
Yeah, this first time at Target Center. It was a lot of fun. Wasn't the outcome we wanted, but it was fun nonetheless.
Yep. I want to thank everyone for listening online and over the air on 92.1 FM. Thanks a lot to our state basketball sponsors. If you're in their place of business, give them a shout-out and tell them thanks for sponsoring state basketball here on Q92 tonight. Thanks, Mitchell.
Yep, thank you, Paul.
All right, and we'll see you tomorrow night from Concordia University, 8 o'clock, with the Thunderhawks. And we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. State basketball coverage on Q92 brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lead Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindac Roofing, Drewell Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company in Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic, Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic. State basketball action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson.